discount program. It's not a hard and fast rules. We're relying on our top people to exercise good judgment in the application of this program. If a customer is denied it, this program and wants to appeal it, we've provided for an appeals process so that they can appeal to the existing administrative review committee. And while low income is not a criterion for receiving the safety net benefits, we certainly expect that most of the beneficiaries would be low income customers. So to kind of summarize, we've provided in our proposal additional assistance that it would be available during temporary periods of personal or family crisis, maintain a certain level of customer responsibility to pay for at least part of their services received, and we've tried to defer shutoffs for a substantial period of time, a year, without undermining the city's fiduciary responsibility for collecting for the cost of its utilities. There are a number of benefits of this program, but I think the two that I would want to emphasize are the flexibility of the program and, for the customer, avoiding shutoff for a year.
Thank you.
Questions?
Questions? How will this new safety net program be publicized?
We would anticipate putting information out to customers both on websites of the utilities. Also, the folks who do the intake for the low-income assistance program, we would have them provide information on this. And probably most importantly are the customer service staff who take the phone calls of the customers. They would be encouraged to provide information about this when anyone calls up and, you know, starts telling about the circumstances that they're facing. And at the current time, those are the primary means by which we would try and publicize it. We would want to evaluate later on whether a more of a mass media kind of communication might be useful. But at the present time,
how about something in the bill?
A bill, bill stuffers, yeah. I mean, we would probably look for an opportunity to put a small little piece about it, not an entire bill stuffer on this program, because bill stuffers are very expensive when you add additional postage mm-hmm. to the bills. We don't want to run the administrative cost of this thing up too high. But we would probably put some brief notification in there as well at some point relatively soon.
Okay, great.
Further questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there a sign-up sheet?
I did not have one set out.
Anybody here wish to testify on this matter? It's an emergency vote. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
It's really great work, David. I know how difficult this was. I appreciate you doing it in such a great collaborative manner. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I also want to thank BES and Water and Commissioner Leonard and Commissioner Adams for moving this forward quickly, getting it in place for the next fiscal year. And I particularly like the mechanism that will be giving flexibility to frontline customer service specialists who operate in a very, very tough environment, but giving them the ability to be compassionate. And I think particularly when we recognize that as of June 1st, everybody's electric bill went up 13%, we're probably going to see a lot more interest in this than maybe we've budgeted. So I think we need to keep that in mind. And we also need to get the word out to people that of its existence, all the more important because of the electricity increases happening. But good work. Aye.
Stan.
I agree. Thank you. I think this is very important. The water and sewer agencies have been very good about working with the council to increase the percentage of the low-income discount as the price of bills have gone up. And so I think that's not usually what people do. We do need this extra piece, though, because it's for folks whose incomes are stagnant, the bills are getting to be awfully high. So I appreciate it. Good work. And I think the flexibility makes a lot of sense as well. Aye.
Potter.
It is great work, and we really appreciate it. And also appreciate the fact that the Water and BES worked together on this, and that our citizens are the ultimate beneficiaries of this. So thank you, David, and thanks all the good folks in the bureaus and the two commissioners. Aye. Please read item 718.
Authorized contract with Vigil Agrimis to provide planning services for a master plan for Cully Park.
Commissioner Saltz.
Thank you, Mayor. Approval of this contract represents the first official step in creating a plan for a 28-acre Thomas Cully property owned by Parks and Recreation. And this came at the request of the mayor when he was out there, I think, with visiting with neighbors last year, that we start master planning what is a former landfill to become now a beautiful park. So we're really pleased, and we think that's a very cool thing to do. And, you know, in summary, we are taking the first steps to reclaim a damaged landscape and restore it to a place that will truly be one of the city's most distinctive parks. If any of you have been out there, it's got a great panorama of the mountains and the Columbia River. It'll really be a beautiful, beautiful park in a park deficient area. If there's any further questions, David Yamashita, our senior park planner, is here to answer any questions.
Questions from the commissioners? We have a sign-up sheet.
I did not have one.
Anybody here wish to testify on this matter? It's an emergency vote. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Thank you. I'm very pleased about this, and I'm sure the good folks in Cully neighborhood are going to really appreciate the fact that this is accelerating. Aye. Please read 719.
Amend and clarify provisions of the Campaign Finance Fund.
Second reading, vote only. Please call the vote.
Whoop. Adams.
Oh. Aye.
Wait, I think we...
Oh, don't take Jaws out of the feet or whatever.
I know it's the last agenda item. I was just here in case you had any questions.
Good save.
Good answer.
Okay, please call the vote.
Adams.
Aye again.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Sten.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Go back to the 2:10 p.m. time certain, item 721.
Approve the request of Ash Court Condominiums, Inc. for a 10-year tax exemption under the new Transit Supportive Residential or Mixed Use Program for the Ash Court Condominiums Project.
Staff, thank you for being here. If you could keep your remarks salient, it would be deeply appreciated.
Hey, I had just a short PowerPoint.
Okay.
That's an oxymoron.
Okay. I'm Barbara Sack from the Bureau of Planning, and this is Dan Williams from the Portland Development Commission. And we also have Larry Smith here from GLC Properties.
Barbara, as the housing point person, I might just ask you, does this meet all the guidelines of the new proposal that the council passed very recently?
Yes.
Yes.
Since my colleagues, I had to be somewhere else. My colleagues have been sitting here since 9:30. They might actually be interested in voting on this, is my sense. I have done the due diligence on it.
I'm more inclined to vote yes the shorter the time is. As
okay.
Each second ticks by.
Well, and I'm really pleased at the fact that this money is going to the folks purchasing the house.
Absolutely. No, it's, yeah.
And the reason I really tied that, Mayor, is so as not to rush important discussion, is that we had a very detailed discussion of a much more targeted, focused, restrictive program at council, and this meets all of the guidelines.
I was
not looking for any exemptions or anything else.
I already received a briefing. So.
Is there a way we could change this into an emergency ordinance and vote on it now? If there's...
Well, actually, this is a vote. This is the second reading.
No, this is its first reading.
This is the first reading.
If you put an emergency clause on it,
I'd move to add an emergency clause.
I hear a second.
Second.
Call the vote on the emergency clause.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. That was an excellent presentation.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm glad you enjoyed the PowerPoint.
We got a vote on the ordinance.
Please call the vote.
Adams?
I have been briefed. Good work. Thank you. Aye.
Leonard? Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
It's a pleasure to have the new guidelines. Aye.
Potter?
Yeah.
Aye. We're adjourned until next week.
Thank you.
Record day, I think.
I had it done hours ago.
I'm just writing up the amendments on the sit lie, and so I'll email those to you when I get back to my desk.
Oh, okay, they amended that. I was gone.
Someone under fire.
It is, isn't it?
Okay, you're going to send them to me? Perfect, then. Thank you.
That's democracy.
What? Get me a reason for an emergency, why we made it an emergency. I mean, I know we did, but.
How are you? Yeah, I got the easy part of it. Harry got the long part, so.
Yeah, well, good job.
Thank you.
Okay, just send it to me electronically.
Okay.
Not a problem.
Mm-hmm. Send emergency clause.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sorry you waited so long. That
well,
was
at least I guess we didn't have a presentation.
Okay.
No, Barbara, that's actually ideal if you wait, because they're so tired. I mean, they don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, they're more.
We talked about just having these on, like, the consent agenda, since the commission was having the hearing. So.
Yeah. You could see if they, I mean, maybe if you do one or two more of these and they have the same reaction, which is doesn't meet the criteria, the answer is yes, then maybe you guys could move there. I just, for now,